definitely indictable at any time.
Yes.
Everyone has it. Oh, just grown down.
So we can more or less pick up where we left off yesterday, because I think all of you were here yesterday, right? So I don't have to feel. I mean, I was a little bit pressured yesterday because there were a couple of faces there. So we're on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and let's just review what we saw quickly in the Minchas HaBoker. He wanted to claim that even if you hold in general that in a chatzah sheinu mishtameres and only b'tzad sodeh you require amira, like the simple reading of our Mishnah that he has to say tizkeli chatzeri, but in this case of shichacha there's no need for tizkeli chatzeri or some sort of an amira. And the reason for that is because this zechia is not what we call classic zechia and dini mamonos, because technically the shichacha, even if it was shichas apolim, since it was a zechira on the part of the Baal Bayis, the ownership of the omer has on the part of the Baal Sode has not been removed. And he says that he needs a zechia, and that zechia works li'akev shelo yochul din shichacha. That was the language of the Minchas HaBoker. And since it's only a zechia to plug up the din shichacha, but it's not a zechia in the full sense of the meaning of the word zechia, that you know he's acquiring ownership on something. It's his. And therefore you don't need amira. It's only a zechia to be ma'akev the chalos shichacha. So yesterday we had two interpretations of this minchas haboker. One way is to say it that this zechia is a zechia in dine shichacha. It's a, so to speak, a mechanical zechia that's meant to imitate zechia in mitzia, for example, in dini momenos. But it's a brand new zechia. It's not real zechia. It's just a dine shichacha zechia, which is a little bit how should I say less than satisfied, because after all, the Gemara is telling us this is the source for Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that you need omed b'tzad sadeu. So I mean, it's hard to say that from a din in shichacha we're going to learn and derive conclusions about what the requirements of zechia would be in mamon. But I guess maybe you're going to have to say it's a kal v'chomer that madoch in the case of shichacha, where you need a zechia midin shichacha, it's a separate din in shichacha, and yet that zechia would only be operative if he's omei b'tzad sadehu, as opposed to, let's say, hayah baal habayis ba'ir. Kolshkein, in the case of zechia in dini mamonos, where you're not just doing a ma'akev, but you're actually acquiring something, you're making a kinyan on hefker, certainly we would require omei b'tzad sadehu.
Right, but there's nothing pulling the other direction in dini mamonos. But in shikha is pulling on one side, and if he doesn't do this, then shikha pulls it and it becomes shikha. So in zechia min hefker, nobody's pulling on the other side.
So you want to reject the whole premise of the Minchas Boker, you're saying. You know, the Minchas Boker is assuming that the reason why I could drop the requirement of Amira is because here the zechia is only la'akiv she lo yochel din shichacha. So you want to say punkfaker, that since there's a centrifugal force that tells you that the shichacha is shichacha, you should need even a greater zechia. Okay, that's
dio. Let it be teku, that it's neither this nor that.
No, but I'm saying the thrust of your svar is to say that it could be that the requirements and the standards of zechia and shichacha should be even greater because of this force that's creating shichacha. Good. So then I would say, Yosef, that your svara would be good for the Beis Aaron that we did yesterday. Meaning, the Beis Aaron wanted to say that even if in general in Chotzer Sheni Mishtaber is to be Kone Metzia, you don't need Amira, according to those Rishonim, here you would need Amira.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. But keep in mind that the Minchas HaBoker is trying to explain those Rishonim who say, on the contrary, that in Tzchiyah, in Shichicha, you do not require Amira, because the Tzchiyah and Shichicha is only to be Ma'akiv, but it's really yours to begin with. And I'm just pointing out, and I think it's a valid comment here, that if you accept that Svara, then it becomes a little bit problematic. How could Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel derive from this Tzchiyah a conclusion about Tzchiyah and Dini Mamonos, when this Tzchiyah is a unique Tzchiyah that operates me Dinei Shichacha? No, it's in, when the Torah was Mechadish, the Parsha of Shichacha, the Torah was Mechadish in the case of Zochel and Pesol Shochach, that now he can make a declaration if he can be Zochel, and all he needs to do is stand next to his field, and you don't need an Amira. I don't know, if that's a din in Tzchiyah and Shichacha, then how can you derive conclusions about Dini Mamonos, you know, what I call classic Tzchiyah? But there's another way, perhaps, of understanding the Minchas HaBoker in that Shitas HaRishonim. He's not saying that this Tzchiyah is a Tzchiyah midin Shichacha. What he's pointing out is that the Mamon Bailin Bikinyano, in the case of this Omer, is incomplete. In other words, the Tchilas HaShichecha is enough to weaken the Bailus of the owner of the field. And where do you find a precedent to such a thing? So we tried to say yesterday that that's what an Aveda is all about. That when something is avud and the Bailim don't know where to find it, his ownership rights on the object is already incomplete to such an extent that he can now be mafkia his Bailus through Yeish. Now Yeish is not something that could be mafkia Bailus. I can't be Misyayish on this table and say it's Hefker because I was Misyayish. But Yeish works in Aveda because the shame avud begins to weaken his kinyanim. But the ultimate, and the parallel would be in the case of Shichas HaPolim, that the shame Shichacha, as a Tchilas HaShichacha, is already operating to be Mafkia Bailus. So this halacha of Zechiah is a dini mamonis zechia. It's not a dini. It's not me dini mitzvah shichacha. It's not a separate halacha in Zeraim. You know, if there was a fifth shulchan aruch called Zeraim, this halacha of zechia here would not be codified in the fifth shulchan aruch of Zeraim. It would be codified in Choshei Mishpat, because the parash of shichacha is mechadish a kind of like a shame avud, a shame shichacha, which begins to remove his bailus, and therefore his chiyah is there in Choshei Mishpat to clinch his bailus. Otherwise, how did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel dream of deriving conclusions from chiyah and shichacha to chiyah in mitziah, in hefker? There's got to be some common ground. And I think the common ground is going to be that this Zechiah and Shichacha is a Mamonistic Zechiah. You'll ask me, what do you mean Mamonistic Zechiah? It's his Omer. It doesn't belong to the Aniyim. But the answer is yes, it does belong to the Aniyim. In the Shem Shichacha, there is already some sort of claim. Like in the Shem Avud, it's already as if your Bailus, it's my friend, is incomplete.
Right.
To such an extent that if you want to complete the removal of your bailus, all you need is Yeish, which would not operate normally in Choshei Mishpat. And here, if you want to establish your bailus, you know what I mean by re-establishing your bailus, because you've already lost some of the bailus by the Tchilas HaShichacha, then you're going to need a Zechiah. And that Zechiah is a bailus dik Zechiah. It's not a Shichacha dik Zechiah. You know, when he says, Kidei la'akev shelo yachol din shichach, I don't know what he means. Does he mean din shichach b'toras bailus mamon, or does he mean din shichach b'toras mitzvah shichach? You know, in Zeraim, in the laws of Zeraim. That's what I'm not sure about. I would be much happier if this zechiah was a zechiah in dinei in Dine Momonos. Now, before I forget, I want to point out that there is something mistaken over here, meaning I made the mistake. I'm not blaming anyone but myself. I claimed that it could be that we're operating here with a kal vachomer. What do I mean by a kal vachomer? Mm-hmm. That if in the case of, let me just get it again. If in, just one second, I'm sorry, I need quiet, I'm sorry, I apologize. If in the case of Zechiah in Shichacha, we're going to say that what? That Omid B'tzad Sodeu, that Omid B'tzad Sodeu, in a Chatz Shem Shameres, is that qualifies as Zechiah. So from that, certainly we could derive, in the case of Mitzia, let's use your logic also, Yosef, would be helpful here, that in the case of Mitzia, there's no one pulling the Mitzia. So certainly, I could be Zoche through Omeid B'tzad Sodeu. So again, let's just see, what was the Hava Mina here? What are we fighting against? If not for Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, what are we going to say? We're going to say that you don't need Omi B'tzad Sodeu. That's impossible. I think what we would say, if not for Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, is that Omi B'tzad Sodeu is not sufficient. You would need something beyond Omi B'tzad Sodeu. Meaning, Chatzar, if it's Eina Mishtameres, Omi B'tzad Sodeu is not going to effectuate any change or upgrade to the Chatzar. That was the Hava Mina before Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. So if that be the case, let's just think if Shichacha is going to help us over here. So what are we saying? That you see that Omi B'tzad Sodeu is meaningful, is effective, even though the Chatz is a Chatz Sheinu Mishtameres. I'm saying, nein. The reason why it's effective is because in Dinei Shichacha, all you need is a Zechiah to be Ma'akev, the Chalos Shichacha. But in a case of Kinyanim, where you want to effectuate a brand new kin, you want to be Zochen, acquire ownership on something that's not yours, how do I know that Omi B'tzad Sodeu is sufficient? That's what I'm missing, the piece of the puzzle. I was talking about Kal Vachomer. Forget about Kal Vachomer. This is a no-go, non-starter. You can't talk about Kal Vachomer here. And I'll tell you why. Because if we accept the Minchas HaBoker, namely that the Zechiah is just to be Ma'akev the Din Shichacha, then maybe to be Ma'akev the Din Shichacha, all I need is Omi B'tzad Sodeu. But in the case of a Kenyan, Omi B'tzad Sodeu would not be sufficient. Yeah. Or was there a Havamina that in Chatz Sheinu Mishtameres you don't need Omi B'tzad Sodeu? What is Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel? Let's go back. Just read the Gemara. Poshup Shat, I don't understand how to read the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says the following. Let's just get the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Vahusha Ome B'tzad Sadeya. Right? The Mishnah says that you could be Zocha in a Metziah in a Chatz Sheinu Mishtameres. Says Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Vahusha Ome B'tzad Sadeya.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm wondering. What does it mean? Does it mean A or B? Does it mean don't think that Omi B'tzad Sodeu would not be effective because the Chatz Sheinu Mishtameres and he cannot acquire ownership on the Mitziah? No. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, says no. Omi B'tzad Sodeu is effective. Or does it mean don't think that Chatz Sheinu Mishtameres could be Kone even without Omi B'tzad Sodeu? No. He needs Omi B'tzad Sodeu. Again, what was the happening? Was the happening that Omi B'tzad Sodeu is insufficient? And Chatzer Sheinu Mishtameres is Mufka, it's excluded from being a Chatzer. Or was he saying, no, the Hava Mina was, I don't even need Omi B'tzad Sodeu. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel and says, don't fool yourself and think that a Chatzer Sheinu Mishtameres could be Kone Midin Chatzer in and of itself. You need a requirement of Omi B'tzad Sodeu. And just 1 minute, I'm sorry, I apologize profusely, but my brain has to be clear.
Fine,
you know,
I
always quote Plato, you know, Plato's Republic, you know what I mean? So what I'm suggesting is that L'chora, the Hava Mina before Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel was that a Chatz Sheinu Mishtameres could be Kone, even without Omid B'Tzad Sadev, and you'll ask me, that doesn't make any sense. That's a Farkrumta Svara. How can you say a Chotz Shenim Shemes would be operative? I mean, you know, it goes through one northern side of the Chotz and it flies through the other. You don't have any Shmir on this Chotz. How can this Chotz be considered a Chotz that's Kona for you when it's Eino Mishtameres? The answer is that he makes a declaration of Tizkeli Chatzeri. So according to those Rishonim, I don't even need those Rishonim, because I'm talking about the Havamin before Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. Before Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, I thought that a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres could be Kona with Tizkeli Chatzeri. That would be enough. Wow. He makes an announcement of Tizkili Chatzeri, and that's enough to effectuate, to activate the Chatzer on his behalf to make a Kinyan. Just one second. Comes on Rabbi Yudam Amar Shmuel, he says, nay, that's not enough. Tizkili Chatzeri is not enough. I need Omed B'Tzad Sodeh. Now, it could be once I have Omed B'Tzad Sodeh, I don't even need Tizkili Chatzeri. That's going to be a Machlokas Rishonis. Good, so just one second. So if the Pshat is that before Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, I thought that a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres could be Konim simply because he declares Tizkili Chatzeri, meaning it's not Shalomi Daito. A Chotzer Mishtameres is Konim Shalomi Daito. A Chotzer Mishtameres has to be Midaito, but I don't need Omei B'Tzad Sodeu. That was the Havamina. So wait a second. If I don't need Omei B'Tzad Sodeu, then why is it then in the case of Shichachov, he's Be'ir, and he declares that he doesn't want the Shichachov, he wants to keep the Omer for himself, and the Omer is in his Sodeh, that should be sufficient. And now maybe the Kalvachomer makes sense, right? Madoch in the case of what? Of Shichacha. I need Omi B'Tzad Sodeu. Is Kolshken in the case of Kenyan? I certainly need Omi B'Tzad Sodeu. Oh, I finally got it. But both say it took me a week to figure this out. It's all in your zchus.
So
I owe you tremendous Hakar Satov that you were able to, what's the word, persevere with me and give me some flack. And now I have it. Let me say it one more time. According to the Minchas HaBoker, what we're saying is that Zechia in Shichacha is one notch lower in its requirements than Zechia in Hefker, in Metziah. Is Memela what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying? I have a Kal V'Chomer. If I cancel, I negate the Shichacha. I'm sorry. Let me say it the other way. If I validate the Shichacha and cancel the Zechia, in the case of Shichacha, where what's the purpose of the Zechia? It's only to be Ma'akiv the Chalos Shichacha. And nevertheless, Mendes Begin, it's not a valid Zechia if he's not Omei B'Tzad Sadeu. Right? And that's called Ba'ir. How much more so in the case of Kinyan and Zechia would I require Omei B'Tzad Sadeu? And if it's not Omei B'Tzad Sadeu, the Chotzer cannot be Kona on his behalf, even if he says Tizkili Chatzeri. So in the case of the Sada, the Baal B'Sada Shichacha, he's declaring Loye Shichacha, meaning let my Sada be Zolcha on my behalf, and guess what, it is Shichacha. Why? Because you're Be'ir, and therefore you're not Omei B'Tzad Sadeu. And if that Zechia, which is only a Zechia to negate the Shichacha, the Chalos Shichacha, and it's not valid because he's not Omei B'Tzad Sadeu, then how much more so, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, in the case of Zechia and Dini Mamonos, where you have to acquire a new Kinyan, for sure you're going to require Omei B'Tzad Sadeu. You don't look convinced. I'm convinced that this is pshat.
Well, can I ask you a question about it then?
You can ask me a question, but only if you accept my pshat.
I want to accept your pshat. I want to accept your pshat because then I will. We can come to a havana in what it's saying. My question is very basic. From the very beginning, what are the rules here now? Are the rules there that it's mine until I say... You know,
what are we talking about, Al? Are we talking about Shichacha or Metziah?
Shichacha.
We're talking about Shichacha.
Okay. Go ahead. Go on.
It's mine until I say that it's shikha, or is it become shikha unless I say it should not become shikha?
The way the Minchas HaBoker seems to formulate it is that it's going to be shikha unless I make a zechir. But
okay.
That zechir is not a new zechir, because in Dini Momenus it's still mine.
Yeah,
so my zechir is going to prevent the shikha from happening. The shikha has a certain momentum to it, and it's like a snowball effect, and it's going to clinch itself and complete itself unless he does a zechir. But his zechir does not have to live up to the standards of zechir in the case of Efka. Why not? Because his purpose in the zechir is not to acquire ownership on something that's not his, but rather to prevent hafkas bialis through the shkalos hashlomas Shem Shichacha. So he's only trying to be Ma'akiv the Hashlama Shem Shichacha. That's the Zechia. And therefore we can drop the ball on the Amira, which in the case of Hefker is a requirement according to this school of Rishonim. And now we have the Kal V'Chomer. We require Ome B'Tzad Sodeir. And therefore if the Baal Son is in the ear, the Shichacha will be Chal. Correct? And that will answer the inner steer in the braisa. Whether Yochol lo yehi shechacha, right? That was the, right? Alma havi shechacha. Yeah, the answer is havi shechacha. You know why? Because the Baal Hasad is in the city. And if he's in the city, he can't make his zechiyah. And the shechacha that has this momentum will now complete its momentum, become shechacha. Why? Because he's not only beside Sadeu. Zot Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I have now a kal v'chomer. Advarim kal v'chomer. This is the Minchas HaBoker. Madach in the case where I only need a zechiyah not to acquire ownership. I have ownership, but just to be ma'akev the hafkas habayus. Right, like Yeush and Aveda, where I'm just trying to be or. Right, where I wouldn't need a full-fledged kinyan, and yet I still require what? Oh, maybe it's not today. How much more so in the case where I need a kinyan? You see, I'll tell you what I was missing on both sides. See, when you're not learning a sugya well, you miss the main point of the sugya. I failed to ask the question which a child in Cheder would have asked, and I missed it. What were we thinking without Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? And I kept thinking in my mind that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel was telling me that it's enough that he's only besides Sodei. Nay, it's just the opposite. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is that we require Omei B'Satzei. Not that it's enough to have Omei B'Satzei. Without Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, I would have thought that I don't need Omei B'Satzei. Why not? Because he owns the Chatzer. The Hefker is in his Chatzer. And he made a declaration, Tiz Keli Chatzeri. That's enough. And the Chatzah now operates on his behalf. He activated the Chatzah by declaring, Tizkili Chatzeri, you're my Shliach. You're my Zed to bless you. And we thought that that would be enough. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and says, you're missing the point in the Mishnah. Reread the Mishnah now. When the Mishnah says that he declared Tizkili Chatzeri, what the Mishnah meant is because he's only B'tzad Sadeyu. So the Gemara asked me, not Tamra. Where do you know that from? That's a chutzpah naira. Does it say anything in the Mishnah that he was omer b'tzad sadeu? The Mishnah says he was zocher in the hefker. You want to add qualifications? Who gives you the right to do so? Minot Tamra. Now I understand the Minot Tamra. I understand the whole flow of the Gemara now begins to make sense in the light of this Minchas HaBoker.
Yeah, but you're saying that...
Then the Kal V'Chomer makes sense.
But you're saying Omei B'Satzei Sadeu, the purpose is because that gives more power to the Soda, because it becomes, it's like a Shmira.
Right, correct.
But I think it's...
And Rav Yudom Shmuel says, I need that. That's an that's the Kiddush Rav Yudom. That's a requirement. You can't just say that a Chatzar, that's Hefker, you know, I don't mean Hefker in the term of the Metziah, that he could be Kohen. No, he's got to activate the Chatzar, and through the Chatzar, he's got to grab onto this Metziah. How do we effectuate that change? How do we get to the Metziah that he's holding on to this through his Chatzar, when the Chatzar is open on all sides? Oh, maybe it's not Sunday. That's the Kiddush Rabbi.
Well,
and I'll prove it to you. Because in Shechacha, the shichcha will be chal despite his attempt to be zochu when he declares lo yehi shichcha, and we're going to look it in the eyes and we're going to say, go fly a kite. This shichcha will be chal. And why? Because my friend, you're in the city. You're not only b'tzad sadeh, says the Minchas HaBoker. Now we have a kal v'chomer. If in the case of a zechiah, which is only, you know, to stop shichacha, it's not really acquiring something new, he owns the yomer. He could sell it on the market. And if somebody steals it, he'll be toveim as a gazlan. And yet the zechiah requires only b'tzad sadeh, and if he's not only b'tzad sadeh, we're going to tell him, buddy, bug off here. That shichacha is not yours. Is how much more so in the case of Zechiah, where you have to be zoch in something we require all maybe besides Sadeh. That's the raya of Rabbi Yudov Shmuel. Zeir Geshmak. I mean, again, I'm very excited about this because I honestly couldn't figure out shot.
I'm a little bit stupid on the one aspect, because it's possible that the reason you need only besides Sadeh in need of Shikha is because you have to have a shaykhus to the Shikha. Because that's the focus of this whole thing is shikha. Because the ball is rolling on shikha. There's a halacha of shikha. It's not just found in the Veltarine something that fell. There's a halacha that will. You know,
so you're back to Yosef's point. Over here.
If you're not besad sadeu, it's not a matter of shmirah. It's a matter you have to have a shaykhus to the din of shikha.
Again, Alan, you might be right, but I'm just trying to explain one line here. Everything that I say is based on one line.
Okay.
He says, "Lefishadayin lo yotzo legamri mirshuso v'ein hazchia elo liakev shlo yochol dinshim." Now you can take the opposite perspective if you like, and that would fit out.
No, I don't have to do that.
Other rishonim. He's trying to explain those rishonim that lower the requirement of schia in the case of shikha.
That he doesn't have to have a mirror, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, if he doesn't really have to have a mirror, I agree, because it's already the ball is rolling.
No, faket, the ball's not rolling.
It's rolling, but it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. Lo yatsa mirror shoes,
though.
You follow me?
What I mean is the reason that I...
You have to be an Einsteinian physicist. The ball is rolling, but it's not going anywhere.
No, what I mean to say is, in other words, as long as you have a shaykhus to it, as the Baal that started off in the first place, it's never going to become shikha without your haskama somehow. Now your haskama could be that the decision is, if I'm not moicha, the things will go as they're supposed to go. But whatever your haskama is, there has to be a haskama involved, because you're the Baal. It's not the same thing as somebody else, or any object that is in your sada, and that you want to be kona through just a soda when there's no shmira, because no shmira in a sada is problematic in general. Just like it's not as bad as, but it's similar to, like somebody wants to be the kona or the ida.
But yeah, Alan, I know you just see, you know, you remind me of the Rav used to say, give it to me in 3 seconds. You know, the Rav couldn't tolerate people who kept... I'm just saying the following. Do you agree with point A, that according to the Minchas HaBoker, we lower the standards of Zechiah and Shechiah? Is that clear? There's no question about it, right? That's the whole point of the Minchas HaBoker. We're going to drop certain requirements that apply in Metziah with regard to Chatzir, with regard in relationship to Shechiah. Correct? So we're lowering the standards. And what does he want to chap, Ryan? He wants to chap through that why the Rishonim would say that in the case of Shikha, you don't need Amira. Good? So far, so good. Now we're ready, I think, to add to the Minchas HaBoker, to explicate the Minchas HaBoker, he didn't say this out loud, the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmua. And that is that if in the case where you lower the standards of Zechiah, and Chatzah doesn't require whatever it is, X, Y, and Z, in this case, Amira. And nevertheless, with Desvig, we require Omer B'tzad Sadeu, how much more so in the case of Zechiah and Ahefker, where the standards are that much greater, and the demands and the conditions to set up a Chatzah are even greater, how much more so should you require Omer B'tzad Sadeu?
I
why is that so difficult? I finally got to a point where I like something in this sugya. You know, this sugya has been driving me crazy, and I finally got something good, and you don't appreciate it.
I cannot understand.
I feel underappreciated.
Right. I cannot understand the the conclusive importance of Omeid Bitzad Sadehu, when in fact there, I have a hard time figuring out the Hechetimtza of how any of this would happen if he's not Omeid Bitzad Sadehu. If he's not Omeid Bitzad Sadehu, he does not know what's going on in his
life. No, maybe Omeid Bitzad Sadehu means he's within Dalet Amos. Maybe Omeid Bitzad Sadehu means that he'll get there first. You know, the different shiurim, you know, okay, we have to know. You
know, he's not either Omeid Bitzad Sadehu or
Omeid Ben-Yur. He's on top. He's in the, what is it called in football where those guys sit on top, you know, all those, you know, they have that box kind of thing that hangs over the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the reporters, not the reporters, yeah. What are they called?
The commentators.
The commentators, yeah. Right. So they like see what's going on the bottom. You know, when you go to a baseball game, if you sit in the bleachers, you're even further away. But, you know, he's watching from the top of a mountaintop, a hilltop. He's a, what are they called? The hilltop youth. He's on top of the hilltop, and he's watching what's going on in his southern, correct?
Right.
So he makes a declaration, and he says, you know, I would like to be Zocher. So, okay, but he's not Omeid Bitzad Sadehu, means who's going to get there first?
But there
are 10 people who will get there before him,
but even if they're not from the same seems to contrast Omeid Bitzad Sadehu, Omeid Be'ir.
And
that's a problem,
yeah.
Because
yeah, you're right,
you don't
you're
just
right.
mean
you're
only
right.
Bitzad
yeah,
Sadehu.
Right.
You mean
yeah, but I have a feeling, Yosef, that the reason why they mentioned Be'ir is because what happens is that at some point he had a shichacha, right? You remember
yeah.
what we spoke about?
Right.
So it was Zachel of Sof Shachua. So it could be that. He's a businessman, right? He goes to the city to sell his produce, and then he starts thinking to himself, wait a minute, I have an invoice here, you know, I have a calculation here from on paper, you know, from the Polim, you know, and I'm on my donkey, you know, on the way to the city, and it says here that there are 99 omrim here yeah. to be sold, you know, so you know, Mr. Balabais, please bring back $99 if you spell, you know, every omer costs a dollar. And then all of a sudden he says, wait a minute, I forgot something. There should be 100 omer in here. Why am I selling only 99? I should be selling 100. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a hechetim. But you're right. You know, we have to understand what is omer besides today was not. But Bosai, do you agree with me? And this is where the major breakthrough is that, like, lo yagada simon until now. What was the Hava Amina before Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel? We forgot to ask that question. You know, if I was in the Rav Sheh, he would throw me out. He would say, well, you tell me you learned a piece of Gemara? You have Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And not that see, the Gemara says, Minot Tamra. But show me a parsha in the Torah. So what was the Hava Amina? So if you would ask me in the middle of the night, I would have said that the Hava Amina was that you don't, that Omeid Bitzad Sadehu is not sufficient. I need something more than Omeid Bitzad Sadehu. That's what I would have said. It's Sheker V'chazer.
No.
Totally wrong. What I would have said before Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel is that I don't even need Omeid Bitzad Sadehu. That's where I missed the boat on this whole story. That's why I'm very excited now. Because that's going to change the whole understanding of Shichacha. Because now we can understand in the light of the Michas HaBoker what Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel saw in the parish of Shichacha. What they revealed in the parish of Shichacha is that you certainly require Omeid Bitzad Sadehu. Don't fool yourself into thinking that he's up there on the mountaintop and he's going to say Tiski li chatzeri. You know, he's with a fog going, yeah, Tiski li chatzeri. Nay. You got to be down in the trenches. You got to be Toch Dalet Amos.
What if it was?
And how do I know this? Because if in Shichacha it's not Shichacha. Another. Again, I always make that mistake. If in Shichacha, it will be Shichacha, which means that if in Shichacha your Zechia, which is a low case Zechia, we still say that your Zechia is invalid if you were Be'ir and you weren't Omeid Bitzad Sadehu. How much more so, where we need a full fledged Zechia through your Chatzer, we're going to require Omeid Bitzad Sadehu. That's, I think, what the Sugya is all about.
What if this whole Sadeh is Meshumar? Right, it's dated, it's locked, it has a fence around it and everything.
Right,
the Chatzar Mishtamer. Right now, it's only Be'ir. and the zoicha now about the shikha. Does it become shikha or does it not become shikha?
Terry the Rabbim is also okay. Fine. It's just that I can't. Yeah,
it becomes shikha.
Does it become shikha?
Yes. If it's a chatzav shtameres, the moment he is zocher, that's the zechir beikar. It's already. Does it become shikha? No, I meant to say the opposite. That it's not shikha. Whenever I tell you something is shikha, you know I mean the opposite.
Why is that?
Why?
Because the Chatzam Mishtameres.
So what? Are you saying that Chatzam Mishtameres cancels Shikha?
No, well, only Tchilas HaShikha. Again, we have something called Tchilas HaShikha.
Why shouldn't it continue?
Because he says, I want my chutzah to be zocher. I'm
he's
on the head.
He's the ear, but it's a
so then you have to know exactly what happened here. What did he have a Shikha at some point? Yeah, yes. It was what?
Zochar libasov shakuach.
Right. So wait a minute. So when was he zochar? So again, first you have to
before
ask
he went to the year.
I understand.
He was
it after the shikhas apolim? Because I'll tell you, if it was after the shikhas apolim,
after.
If it was after shikhas apolim and it's a chotzer mishtameres, then I would say it's not shikha. Period. Uh-huh. You know, then the zchiyah through chotzer mishtameres is completely
because
blind.
His zachor in the beginning,
correct,
cancels the shikha.
That's what I call the veto power. In other words, then he was zochar midin chotzer. The problem is that if
support.
At some point the shikhas ha-bailim somehow, shall I say, links up with the pol, the shikhas ha-pol. Again, we have to work out the nitty-gritty details. I told you we didn't get to that stage yet. But at that point, then he needs a full-fledged zechiah, and he doesn't have it in the case of ba'ir. Now, what would be if he had zechira, shikhacha, and then zechira again, and he's omei b'tzad sodei? And in that case, I think it would not be shikha.
Okay, but I think it's obvious that the Poalim forgot it. We wouldn't be talking if the Poalim didn't forget it. That's a given.
Well, no, I think Rashi's sheet in the sugya we get to Rashi yet is that the zechira of the Bailim was before the shikha of the Poalim.
What is he remembering?
I don't know. Again, I'm not up to that yet. Let me just get by.
The only thing you can remember, the zachor has to relate to somebody else's shichlut. Otherwise, it makes no sense.
So wait, Rabosai, you know, let's just read through the Gemara.
Yeah.
The Gemara says the following: Umino atemra dechotzer sheinim shtameres e omei b'tzad sadeu in ilo. Again, the language of the Gemara sounds a lot like what I wanted to say, that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is adding a condition.
Yeah.
Namely, it's only only the chutz is qualified only if he's omei b'tzatzah devi lo lo.
Right.
So yeah. It's not enough that he wants to be kona with his chutz. He has to be there. Desanya, then we have the whole rice. Okay, I'm not hagu for kasha. Amrit yochel lo yeshicha alma havishicha v'nasag levi gemar basal v'shicha after lo be'ir alma lo havishicha elolav hachi kamar. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's reading of the Braisa. Besodeh, if the Bailim is Omeid, Besodeh, and then he declares that the Omer, that the Polim
had forgotten
is not Shichacha.
Right.
Right, so then the din would be that if it was what? If it was Shachuach Meikara, if the Baal Bais forgot it, then Havi Shikha. Because then, if the Baal Bais never had a Zechira on this particular Omer, then his Shikha confirms the Shikha of the Poalim, and therefore it's full-fledged Shikha, even though he's Omer B'tzad Sadeh, but it doesn't matter because it's full-fledged Shikha.
Yeah, for sure.
So Ella, what? The Bais is addressing the case of what?
Of
Zachur. So initially, he remembered, and here's what Tosfos says: the condition that he remembered after the Poalim forgot it.
I think that's obvious.
Ulubasov shachuach. Now, again, I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm going to just offer the following possibility, and you'll tell me if you think I'm right, that ulubasov shachuach means that somehow, despite his original mindset of zachur, he now forgot about it. But since there was an initial zachur, that's enough. And we called it to put a dent in the Shichas HaPolim, meaning now the Shichas HaPolim is very iffy, because he already expressed some sort of veto power on the Shichacha. But after that veto power, he himself forgot the Omer. Is then Ein Shichacha. That's not considered Shichacha because he had a Zohar.
Yeah.
Oh. So now, wait a second. So why my timer? Says the Gemara. Because he has Zechira. What happens is that immediately with his Zechira, again we're talking about Zohar.
Yeah.
Zohar mitchila. Right. It wasn't Shachuch Meikaro. It was Zohar Meikaro. Right. I'm adding one word.
At that moment.
I'm adding a word to the Gemara. If you're okay with that, I'll write it Zohar Meikaro. So if it's Zohar Meikaro, even though he forgot it later, and you would now want to sew up his shechacha b'sof with the shechacha of the Poland, we can't do so. Why? Because he's omei b'tzad sadeyu, my time of the cave and the koi gaba. Since he's omei b'tzad sadeyu, and he says what omei shechacha b'polim lo yei shechacha. This is a zocher meikara is havi lechatzer v'zochsel. Period. That's it. The veto power is absolute. He was zocher.
It's not
and. True. The whatever he forgets later on is totally irrelevant. You can't create shichcha once his chatzer put an end to the shichcha. That's the finito of the shichcha here, because he's zocha through his chatzer.
Avol ba'ir.
Now what happens? He was zocha meikara, but where is he?
He's
in the city, so his zechira meikara cannot effectuate what.
A zechiyah
v'sada. Afilu zocher. Even again, I'm reading it as zocher meikara. Yeah. It wouldn't be. Wouldn't make a dent in the shichacha, because to make a dent in the shichacha, it's not just that you press a button called a veto power, but you also have to make a zechiyah, and that he can't do because he's where he's
in the
sada. He's in the ear. Avol be'ir. Afilu zocher so shachuach. And therefore, you would say, what? Just 1 second. Give me a second here. Afilu zocho. Right. Even though you would say that he cast his vote. Right? He cast his vote and he was zochur meikara. But again, where was he zochur? He was zochur when he was in the city. And that zechira could not effectuate a kinyan chatsa, because it's not omi b'so sadeu. He's not omi b'tzad sadeu. Ulbasov shachuach, and now, just 1 second, since he's in the city, and again, I don't know if this is what confuses me here, but I don't know exactly. You know, we need ulbasov shachuach, right? The original zechiyah cannot be a zechiyah when he was zocher, and that's because he was in the city. He wasn't omi b'tzad sadeu, and the chutz is any mishtamesh. But now he has a shachuach ulbasov, is havi shichach. So again, the Gemara insists that the Shichas HaPolim per se is not enough. I would have said it's enough if there's no Zechia, but maybe he'll ask me, well, he'll come back to his field tomorrow, you know, so maybe, you know, maybe tomorrow will be Omer B'tzad Sadeh. So the Gemara answers that there's got to be a Shachuach HaBasov. Again, I admit to you, Rav Osai, that this is a little problematic. Let me just see the footnote here. Just 1 second. What does he say? Oh, he quotes here a sheet of Rashi. I'm not telling you everybody agrees to Rashi. That in order for it to be shichacha, you need also the shichacha of the balan. So that's a tanai. That shichachas hapoel is not enough. You need shichachas habailam. Oh, but in the middle there was zochor, and we said that zochor meikara is lo avi shichachah. The answer is that's only zochor meikara when he's where? When he's omid b'tzad sadeh. But if it was zochor meikara when he was omid b'sadeh,
be'ir,
excuse me, and even though afterwards he had a shichachah, again, I'm going to the sheet of Rashi, we'll see all the Rishonim that are going to just throw a monkey wrench here. But he's saying that Gam. Oh, here, let me read this. Gam kisha balabais beir ain din shichcha el kisha shocha gama balabais vegama polin. You see that? So again, even though the polin begin this process called chilas hashichcha, we need a sof shichcha, which is going to be the bialim shichcha.
Right. Yeah.
Sure. And in the city, he finally forgot about it. So we have a shichas abaylam. Oh, but wait a second. It was Zohar Meikara. The answer is that he was where? He was in the city.
And therefore the sadeh doesn't work for him.
Correct. Because you need an omi b'tzad sadehu in order to effectuate the zechir. Just 1 second. My taima says the lesser gabe the liskele shaval bais eno ome betzad sodei sheyuchal liskos ba ome midin chotzer vekachtes parish abraisa hoya ome beir viomer yodea anisha omer sheyesli besadapom shachuo is lo yehei shichecha. He says I don't want it to be shichecha yachol lo yehei shichecha. Why? Because since he declared, let's call it zochem ekara, I don't want the shichecha,
but he's not there.
His tamud lomer besodeh shachachta klomer kasher ato besodeh, then we're not going to be able to effectuate the shichecha when you make this declaration that you don't want the shichecha.
That's when you're there,
right? Aval ayim atoba ear is then afilu ma'polim shachachu, and again we're adding this footnote here. The name of the Rishonim that he also forgot it is then a reyu shichcha. The zechira is not going to effectuate his zechia because he was omed be'ir mukach me'abraisishim omed omed b'sadchatzero she'ena mishtameres. Who's Zocha Metzia? Again, I would write Dafka. I don't know, he leaves out the word Dafka. Dafka im omeid odo bitzad sad chatzero. Kisheid mishtameres Dafka oz who's Zocha Metzia.
Right.
Sharei sad, zu the sad, in the case of Shechaz ain't a mishtameres. And the Brisa says that if the Baal Bayis is what? Is omeid bitzad sadeu, then his chira, right, his chira, which is kind of like a veto power, then he could be Zocha in the Peah.
Right.
But if he's in the city, then his chira does not create a veto power such that now if we get the shichcha basov, we're going to attach the shichcha of the Baal to the shichcha of the Poland, and it will be shichcha, even though the Baal Bais at one point in time was yelling and screaming, I don't want the shichcha. But it doesn't matter, because he has to make his chira. Where is he? He's in the city. Fekta Gemara, mi mai. Maybe, this is no rudilma, perhaps, gzeras akosuvi, the besod el nevi shicha beir lo nevi shicha. Well, what does that mean? The imshachach sod besod omer v'nizkar kshadayin hu besod.
That's good.
Just one second. The besod nevi shicha. So his shicha is a meaningful shicha if he's in the sodah. But if he's in the city, then the reason why it's not shichcha is because that's not considered shichcha because he's in the city. So that's nothing to do with dinei zchiya. It's a din. It's a separate din in shichcha. That im omed beir,
v'nizkar
sheshachach.
You need his voice. V'shachachta omer basadeh. You need an active v'shachachta.
Right. And it's got to be v'sodeh.
Just
so if
going
his shichcha,
on a trip doesn't make
if his shichcha was where? Was the in the ear, that's not called shichcha.
That's what I'm saying. That's a
so what are we saying now? If the Baal is the ear,
make it
then it is shichcha or it's not shichcha? I'm very confused.
It's confusing. It's backwards.
Yeah, the Gemara is now rejecting this.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this is just a hava meaning. 1 second. Omar kra lo toshiv lekach told the rabbi shicha sa'ir, that even if his shicha was in the city. Okay, we'll pick this up tomorrow. I want to do a little chulin, but I think what the Gemara is doing here is the Gemara is reinterpreting the brisa in such a way that we have no proof from this brisa that then you need omi b'tzad sadeh. Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I can do for today. Yeah, in that section. Okay, then. Now, if somebody can help me here to give out.